A lot of them, when I first started work here, they just couldn't figure that last name out.
Unfortunately, it took...
Too long to read it, see? It
took so long to introduce you tonight that we don't have time for the interview.
That's okay. Bye.
I wouldn't do that to you. How are you?
Well, my cough is subsiding a little, some. I'm not coughing as much. I'm going to tell you, that cough just about got me down.
I've got to ask you something. When I came into work, you know...
Otherwise, I feel pretty good, though.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, did you see me come into work early today?
Now, when I got up here about 4:30, well, there's old Ron.
Not only that, but I was here at 2:30.
Oh, 2:30?
Yes.
Well, you had some extra work. Oh, that's right. You was out to that white elephant sale, wasn't you, before... Came from there, didn't you?
Right, yeah. The bicentennial red, blue, and white elephant.
I heard Underwood gave you a plug that said you'd be out there, so I assume, well, that you came from there up to here, back up to here then, see?
That's right, I was here. But the reason I mentioned that is because when I came in early today, I saw Sam DeVincent from the WoWo Music Library, and I never get to see Sam, see?
Yes, I see.
And Sam said to me, "Ron, they're trying to get me." I said, "What do you mean by that, Sam?" They were, "Who's out to get you, Sam? Everybody likes you, Sam." And he said, "Ron, there was a big crash over my desk. The light, the entire light and the fixture and the 3-foot-long fluorescent light bulb fell right over my head."
That's the affirmative.
Almost killed him. Tell us the story behind that.
Well... I was, you see now, where this light came down, I'll just tell where exactly about where, oh, I would say, right across from the door, going into the little boy's room, and I was in there, in there washing up my hands and getting ready to go home. That was just about 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh, my goodness, what is going on outside out there?" And I come out, oh, I said, "For goodness sake, there's another 45 minutes work up for me." The whole ceiling, I mean the ceiling, I mean the whole light, the light has got a casing with four big heavy ballasts. And then your other fixture, and then four light tubes are around about 24 inches long, each one. They're 40 watt. That whole works came down, just dropped from the ceiling. And glass, umpteen thousand pieces, and also it knocked over a sort of a recording set, what Sam always used back here to... kind of see how the records comes through, you know. I mean the tape, that's more of a tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I seem good to say, well, now I couldn't get into that just right away because you were on, they say when you break one of them tubes, you want to stay out of the area for 2 or 3 minutes. That sort of settle because the gas fuse in them tubes gives off a little kind of irritating stuff to your lungs, and goodness knows my lungs are irritated enough for the last 2 or 3 weeks. But anyhow, I called Ken and Bill Fisher was here, and I wanted them to affirm it. Say, what happened? I said, well, I just come down. But then now, by golly, I had to get busy, find a box to sweep up all the glass I could find right offhand, and then start dusting off the desk and pieces of glass. And I got the big pieces out of the way first, and then I cleaned up everything. And you know, by golly, then I went back around after I got everything all done. I didn't know this. That glass flew that far. Cleared over there by the bar coffee machine over there. And... I said, "Good." Well, it wasn't very big pieces, you know. See, just clear over the desk, on the desk, and underneath the desk, and where have you. And I mean to tell you, and I thought, my goodness, if that happened in the daytime, somebody would get hurt real bad, and somebody would have a lawsuit on their hands. maybe. That's a possibility. But anyhow, I was out of the way, and all the damage it did would have pulled some holes in the ceiling, and when they get around to it.
How long did it take you to clean this mess up?
It took me about another 45 minutes. And now I'll tell you, if I had waited another 10 to 15 minutes, I wouldn't have ever known it till this evening when I came to work, because I'd have been out of the building. But it happened so when I was washing up my hands getting ready to go home, that's when it happened. Well, now, you know, you seen the note on the old fixture. That is one incident when I was ready to go home. That was part of the bitter job, taking along with the sweets, eh? You understand? You follow me?
Sort of, but you better explain it a little more than that.
Well, while I was having the sweet thing, was going.
What's the sweet?
Well, the sweet, I was already washed up and ready to go home, see?
Yeah. And your interview every night is part of the sweet part of your job.
Yeah, well, the bitter part of it. I had to add another 45 minutes on my work. And handling that old busted glass and that stuff like that didn't go doggone as good. But anyhow, it's all in the line of duty of my work here. So I done it, and that was it. But that's what happened.
Well, you know what that shows? It shows that you're dedicated.
Well, yes, you might say that. But it would hurt. Now, I tell you, if that was happening in the daytime, there was more possibility that somebody could have got hurt back there than at night when it did happen. And a good thing it did happen when it did.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, it just made a noise. I thought the whole roof was a caving in. Look, I thought, now, that sounded like some glass someplace. And I looked out there, and dust just arising up from it. And so I had to stay out of that a while, because it would irritate my lungs. And
well, now, how do we
I
know?
Got it all cleaned up and ready to... I got.
How do we,
I took out some of the stuff that crashed tonight, but I haven't taken all of it out yet, see.
How do we know that this isn't going to happen again?
Well, we don't know. Well, one of them, it happened once up there in the general office. But the wires were strong enough, it just dropped the ceiling about a half a foot, and it was still hanging there. But the whole thing came down.
But you see what I'm getting at now?
Nothing left up there.
Now, how can I sit here and do a good show when I'm constantly worrying about what this light... See this light above my head here?
Sure.
Now, how can I do a good show when I'm worried about that light coming down and crashing on my head? Well, see this light up? Now, what if I were to jiggle this light around a little bit? You think it would stay up here a little?
Now, your chair where you're sitting is just a little bit out further from that. That would come down, but all in all, it would give you a good scare, though.
Did you bring your broom in with you?
No, I'll be in a little after a bit with it.
Oh.
Get it. I've got it handy, though.
Did you know, Bodie, that you read in the paper today that scientists say it might be hard to sustain life on other planets? See, they've studied the atmosphere.
Yes, why?
And they think that it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to sustain life as we know it on the other planets.
Well,
I mean, it's...
How do we know now?
Because it's hard enough to sustain life on this planet.
Be a that's all, folks.
I just bought a 50-cent candy bar for about $3 in there a few minutes ago.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They sit around the house, get high and watch them too. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. Down to El Paso. I swear they ran into
money and run. Steve Miller Band and Brad Newman here at WoWO Radio. Ron Gregory, 10:30 in Fort Wayne, 11:30 in Ohio and Michigan, with 79 degrees and partly cloudy skies off the world-famous fire escape.
On his way home from Candletop, been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Wales and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy WoWO said hello, and he said, hi, what's doing, WoWO? Still sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been sailing, Amos boy said. Well, he got mad, and he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. Well, don't touch it, son. Summer long. All the judge in the town got lusting on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home, 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. But he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods, quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia Patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? And the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town got blood stains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before my friend. The tracks he cried out on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheap wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, Vicki Lawrence at WoWO Radio and a WoWO Weekend. We'll have a report from Rena in just a moment. Let you in on what's happening in Fort Wayne this weekend.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained, and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back. We always could spot a friend.
Nice to be back. Listen to this. Food of the Gods, the H.G. Wells masterpiece of science fiction, is now showing at the beautiful Skyview Drive-In on Highways 27 and 67 at the north edge of Portland, Indiana. Now, Foods of the Gods is the terrifying tale of man fighting for his life against the ecology gone berserk. Whoa! Harmless insects and animals made huge by vicious Foods of the Gods. Now, this thriller is rated PG and is showing tonight at the Skyview Drive-In, Highway 27 and 67, at the north edge of Portland, Indiana. And at the Delaware Cinema, North Wheeling Avenue in Muncie, Indiana, it's Foods of the Gods, plus Born Losers at the Skyview Drive-In. Next week, get ready for cheering as Revenge of the Cheerleaders and the Swinging Cheerleaders, both rated R, start at the beautiful Skyview Drive-In Theater.
There's never been a more friendly place to put a smile on your tummy's face. Going out of our way with reason to stay at Rogers Friendly Markets. Just come on in, take a look around, where the best in taste is found. For a value that's real when you're planning a meal, shop Rogers Friendly Markets.
Congratulations to some of the winners who played Game-O-Rama: Lovis P. Fogel, Maxine Marriott, Mary E. Jones, and Shirley Thompson. Join the fun and play Game-O-Rama at any of Rogers' 10 convenient locations in Fort Wayne. Game-O-Rama, no purchase necessary to play.
Friendly Markets.
Isn't it a little early for the 500-mile race?
That's not the 500. That's customers on their way to Airway.
Whatever for?
What do you mean, whatever for? Airway always has quality merchandise at discount prices.
Yes, but traffic isn't always like this.
There isn't always a sale like this. It's Airway Dollar Days. They've dropped Airway's regular low prices even lower.
I hope they didn't break.
You ninny, you can save even more money than usual right now during Dollar Days. Look at this newspaper tabloid.
$1 each. Disposable lighters, platters, nuts, trash bags, spray paint, all dollar specials now through Sunday, plus many, many more.
And see how much the prices are reduced.
If you hurry, they may even be able to reduce you a little.
Oh.
Come on, Ollie. Oh. I think there's a break in the traffic.
Yes. Now see what a fine mess you've gotten me into.
Airway Dollar Days, now through Sunday, where you can make a buck go a lot further.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Speaking of love and hearty.
Well, it's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
That's the original. You can make your own comparisons. Oh, how about a weekend report from Rena Giannikoff, our warrior here.
Hi, this is Rena with What You Do This Swole Weekend. The award-winning musical 1776, directed by Larry Life, is playing at the Purdue, Indiana Theater this weekend. The Fort Wayne Art Museum is exhibiting Farming in Indiana, a story about pioneer farmers told by photographs. At Glenbrook Mall, you can review your history by viewing 37 United States presidents in statuette form. And you can enjoy summer sun fun at Southtown Mall, displays boats of all kinds, and hosts a fashion show featuring the latest in swimwear. The Fort Wayne Rose Show is being held this weekend in Lakeside Rose Garden on Lake Avenue. The public is invited to enter their roses for competition. This is Rena. Have yourself a whoa-whoa weekend.
To be in
love with a girl, I'm talking about. I'm in love with a girl, I can't live without.
I'm starting to go downhill.
Notice that?
The last half hour, I could hang it up. 1042, WoWo Radio on a WoWo weekend. 79 degrees and partly cloudy skies. It's the Ken Moore All Night Show at 11:15. Silvers at WoWo Head of Radio, a former number one tune on your radio station at 10:45. And let's see, Rick, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Ron.
How are you, Rick?
Oh, pretty good, I guess.
Is WoWo your favorite radio station, Rick?
Oh,
be honest now.
Okay, no, yeah, yeah, I guess.
Who's your favorite radio personality, Rick?
Well, you have.